Hey, it's Outside the Box again, where oldie ideas can be goodie ideas. Today's topic is a citizen legislature. In a previous Outside the Box, I talked about sortition, an old idea of choosing political representatives randomly by lot. I'll try to describe in more detail how this idea might apply to the U.S. House of Representatives, based on the book A Citizen Legislature by Ernest Callenbach and Michael Phillips. Although written over 30 years ago, the book accurately predicted the increasing influence of big money and special interests in voting patterns and winning elections. An average person simply can't afford to run for national office anymore without either being a millionaire or being able to raise millions. Our current U.S. House of Representatives is becoming less and less a reflection of the demographics of our country. Here's a partial comparison of the current makeup of the House compared to random selection, corresponding to the actual percentages of the U.S. population. The U.S. House currently has 354 men and 81 women, whereas a random selection of representatives would include 218 women and 217 men. There are currently 42 African Americans in the House, but sortition, selection at random, would choose 56. The difference between Latin Americans is 28 now versus 72 if chosen by lot. For Asian Americans, it's now 12 versus 22 if chosen by sortition. LGBTQI numbers are hard to compare because so many people are not public about their orientation. Similarly, the number of lawyers, college graduates, business owners or executives, and educators in the House is way above what we get through random selection. Over 50% of the members of the U.S. House are millionaires, compared to only 3.5% of all U.S. households with that much net worth. On the other hand, there's only one former auto worker, one electrician, and one carpenter, much lower than what we would have if House members were chosen by lottery. And there are currently no cashiers, sales representatives, security guards, restaurant servers, or janitors in the U.S. House. And with an average age of 57, youth is also very underrepresented. It's clear that the current makeup of Congress is heavy on those from the wealthier classes and occupations, and very light on youth, working people, women, and people of color. The book A Citizen Legislature looks at the advantages of choosing people by lot. No buying of candidates, or even spending any money on campaigns. No family dynasties with names like Kennedy, Bush, or Clinton. No public assumption that those in the House were smarter or better qualified than the average U.S. citizen. House members might be more likely to pass legislation benefiting the general public instead of a powerful few. Think of 435 people who are not beholden to anyone when making decisions, at least those with political power. Some would be rigid thinkers, but most would likely be open to finding what's best for the general welfare of the country and all our people. Yes, there can be downsides, such as inexperience, resulting in those representatives depending on aides or lobbyists or other individuals who could influence their votes. Let's face it, democratic decision-making and legislating is often not a pretty process. But New England-style town meetings, which might come as close to sortition as we can find, function pretty well in making decisions and taking care of business. Considering how few potential voters actually cast ballots now, maybe there's not much to lose in changing to a non-elective, random selection system. Voters and non-voters may be just as happy to have U.S. representatives chosen by lot. Do you think random selection of members of the U.S. House would be better than the election system we have now? I'm Larry Danziger, trusting the average person more than the politicians.